This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's a great pleasure to welcome my first two studio guests this afternoon. From Macmillan, we've got Jade Lambert. Very good afternoon to you, Jade.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to see you again. Nice. And may I say, your hair looks amazingly dry and organised compared to the weather out there. And you've brought Penny Cleary with you as well. Yeah. Very good afternoon to
Hello,
you, Penny.
Yeah.
And Penny, what's your relationship with Macmillan?
I'm the chair of the fundraising group in Cambridge.
My goodness, that's an important job, I'm thinking, because basically everything you do relies on people like Penny. Is that right?
Definitely,
is that right, Jay?
Yeah. Huge part of our support system.
Okay, for those who don't know, and I can't imagine that there's anybody who doesn't know what Macmillan does, but just tell us a bit about Macmillan and particularly Macmillan in Cambridge.
So Macmillan is a nationwide charity and we work on a local basis and we provide support services to people living with cancer. That can be emotionally, practically or financially. And our Cambridge fundraising group raise funds for Macmillan services within the Cambridgeshire region.
Okay, I mean, this is a bit of a mean question because you come in, poor woman, she's just got in out the rain. But give us an idea of the sort of numbers we're talking about. How many people do Macmillan help in the area in the day? If you have those numbers to hand. If you don't, I quite understand because that was mean of me.
It's hard. Well, we do. It's hard to quantify. So if you talk about how many people access our online community hub, we can't count it. Like,
sure.
We can't. Yeah, we just can't quantify that. But, for example, we helped 310 people in Cambridgeshire last year access a Macmillan grant, which they can use for things like extra heating bills, parking, and travel costs to hospital.
Because this is the thing, isn't it? We get this time and again. People don't realise, you think, oh, my goodness me, you've got cancer. And that, in any form, is a dreadful thing.
Yeah.
But it's that knock-on effect. It affects entire families in every way, doesn't it? And some of that, just hard, pure financial ways.
Yeah.
It's like a drip of water going into a pond. Nobody appreciates the ripple effects that cancer diagnosis has on a whole family. Mm-hmm. Not just the person who is going through the treatment, but it's the people that are dependent on that person for all sorts of different things.
Absolutely, absolutely. So 310 people you've helped on that basis.
That was just for the Macmillan grants. We've also, last year we had 21 health professionals in post. We can't quantify how many people they reached within
crazy
their
numbers, I'm guessing.
Local
yes.
communities. Of course, we had 700 odd individual callers to our support line just from Cambridge alone.
My goodness.
So yeah, it'll be well within the thousands, just locally.
My goodness me. And all of it funded or largely funded from donations?
We are completely funded by public donations, yeah.
My goodness. So, Penny, this is not something that's not a little quiet pastime for you, I'm guessing. How
no,
did you get
passion.
Involved and what made you get involved with Macmillan? If you don't mind me asking, I do apologize.
You have every right, and the story is quite amusing, and it's nothing to do with a personal experience.
Right.
It was a friend who came back in 1984 and said to me, could you come to a charity fundraising meeting? So I said, what's it for? And she said, it's for the National Society for the Relief of Cancer. I said, never heard of it. So she said, no, neither have I. And it was interesting because we went to this committee meeting, old-fashioned committee style meeting, very, very shall we say, important lady in charge.
Right.
And we were terrified and hooked at the same time.
Right.
So that lady is still on our group. So am I, after all these years. Because I think what got us both was the fact that neither of us realised that there was a charity that dealt with the whole package of what a cancer diagnosis brings, the problems it brings. And you don't have to go to a different place to find financial benefits. It's all in the Macmillan package of what they can do, not only for the patients, but for the families as well.
I'm going to do a little quick, I always talk about personals and friends, to be honest. I was going to say I never talk about friends and families, yes, I do. But a friend of mine, close friend of mine, who actually lives just out of area, so his wife, they're just coming out to retirement. His wife was diagnosed with lung cancer, never smoked, but had worked obviously in smoky environments and these sorts of things. And I think it's fair to say that my chum, he's a former bank manager, so he likes to be in control.
Yeah.
And it was patently obvious to me that he hated this situation, that he wasn't in control.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing about it, isn't it? That's the whole thing about cancer. There you go, deal with it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to manage it. And you could see it in his eyes, you could hear it in the way he was talking. He was clutching at straws, to my mind, because it was his wife who was affected, not him, and he's got to fix it. And I said to him, Dave, you know, there are people you need to speak. Why don't you give Macmillan a call? And he finally did, and I saw the change. I saw a peace come over. It's like, good, right, I've been given advice, I've been told about this, I've been told about that, I know what to expect. And it was sea change in one call.
That's brilliant.
That is so good to hear from our side of things.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, that was... And he said to me, he said, thanks for that. He said, I did need that, you're right.
That's brilliant.
Can I just extend it and say that we now provide a wonderful little suitcase for employers who are quite worried about taking back patients who finished their treatment, want to return to their job, and the employers don't quite know how to handle it.
How do you deal with
this? Are they different now? You know, will they break? So we've designed this little, looks just like a little satchel, suitcase.
It's called the Macmillan at Work Toolkit. It's a free resource designed for businesses to sort of guide and deal with employers either with cancer or caring for someone with cancer, and that's provided by Macmillan.
How marvellous.
So if you're working somewhere and you think that might be useful for your company and you're listening, get in touch and I can get you registered.
Get you one of those. Well, certainly I should say, so there we are. I'm a believer, and I you know, I know everyone here at Cambridge 105 is. We've done the coffee mornings for goodness knows how many years and all these
wonderful
things. And it is, isn't it? It's got that feel to it, hasn't it, Penny? And you must see that as someone in charge of volunteers. It's got that. Everyone gets behind a Macmillan coffee morning. Of course they do.
Yes. And the great thing is the fact that I can stand up at whatever event we're doing and say, your money is coming back to cancer patients and their families in Cambridgeshire.
That's perfect,
so,
isn't it?
You know, it's got that local element.
Mm.
Jade mentioned it before, you know, it is known as a national charity
but working locally.
But working
and that counts with people. Now, when you get things like a Macmillan coffee morning, obviously people who perhaps wouldn't be dealing with Macmillan on a day-to-day basis go, we'll have a coffee morning, and they get in touch with you, and through comes the kit.
Yeah.
But for people who want to get more closely involved then, Penny, and you know, people that you're looking for, I'm guessing you could keep volunteers busy most of the year, is that right?
Yes, we could. In fact, we have to limit some of the events we do just purely and simply because we haven't got enough people to actually... We don't do anything at, you know, half power. We need to be able to put on a really professional event. And so in order to do that, we are looking for more volunteers. But this isn't to sign up for a, you know, a month by month by month.
Right.
It's for people who can fit in, you know, a volunteering job from time to time.
Okay.
Or that can come up with ideas that would help us keep a fresh side of things.
That's an interesting point as well, isn't it?
Oh,
because there's competition afoot out there, isn't there?
Very definitely. So, yes, I mean, if there are volunteers that, or people that think they could just get involved for a little bit, we put on things, everything from a dog show through to a fashion show. We do Christmas concerts. The world's biggest coffee morning, of course, is the big one.
Mm.
And that's always the last Friday in September. And that's probably the way that we get most people, because people can see how much pleasure they get while raising money through that very simple event.
Yeah, and everything you seem to do seems to have that sort of community closeness feel. Because that when you get cancer, when the word cancer is instantly, I'm not sure if it's your advert or somebody else's on telly, but but you get that isolated feel, don't you? There's the picture of the guy stood in his
that's
gown.
That's
and you stood there on a freezing cold beach. Yes. And I mean, I'm touching as much wood as I can find in this studio. God forbid that is ever me or anybody close to me.
Yeah,
but that must be the worst feeling in the world. And it seems that you guys managed to generate a warmth around it, almost like the sort of porridge oats feel, that you've got there is somebody there.
The thing is that, you know, we're not here to scaremonger. One in two of us will receive a cancer diagnosis. We're not scaremongering, that is fact.
Yeah.
Macmillan are here to be those arms, that cocoon, to put that support to someone in all the senses they need to be a holistic sense of care. Mm.
But to do that, you have to be real people, real humans, don't you? And that's what kind of comes across, is you seem like a really nice bunch of people to get involved with. And that's to me, is the trick.
They are. Well, they are.
I'll go quiet. It's a marvellous charity to be a part of. It really is. You can tell that if I've been involved since
1984. I was going to say, if you've been here since 1984, my goodness me, you've done some hours, Penny.
I've seen so many changes in the name of the jolly old charity. It's just... Yes, anyway, it's going forward and forward and forward. And it's needing to provide so much more, Neil, now than originally.
Yes, because these numbers do seem... I mean, whether it's diagnosis seems to be getting more accurate and people are being diagnosed sooner, but it does seem like you said, one in two. You know, those numbers are coming up, aren't they?
People are living longer, we're getting more accurate.
Yes.
We're getting people diagnosed earlier, people are seeing the symptoms earlier. It is a good thing, essentially, because we can look at how to help, but... The truth is, at the moment, Macmillan is only able to be there for one in four living with cancer. Yeah. So we desperately need more people like Penny that will volunteer their time to raise more funds so that we can reach more people.
All right, well, we're going to give everybody time to reach for a pen and piece of paper. We'll take the travel news and a piece of music, then we'll come back to you both and we can look at some of the events perhaps coming up which people might like to get involved with. Perhaps, you know, just touch base with you, Penny, and find out if they'd like to get more involved. So if you want to get yourselves a pen and a piece of paper, we'll come back to both Jade and Penny very shortly. Let me down. Played that as a shared experience yesterday afternoon. It's the new single from Alan Clark, the voice of the Hollies. It's called Don't Let Me Down. The reason I played it, of course, is I was reading out the PR which came with it yesterday afternoon, and Alan Clark's wife has survived cancer twice. His daughter, I think, has at least survived it once, and maybe I'm not sure if it's once or twice yet, and he has now a cancer survivor. So we're talking to Jade Lambert and Penny Cleavery from Macmillan. You're talking about the number of people. There you go. There's a family that's been, struck by cancer. Yeah. But there, my goodness. And he was recovering from his treatment, was writing poetry and got his guitar out, and suddenly he's recorded an album. But there you are. That's what we're talking about there. There's four or five instances of cancer there just within one family.
Yeah.
So if you can help Macmillan, you really care. My goodness, there's people out there who need it.
Yes.
Right. So, Penny, if people want to get in touch, if people want to help you and they think, do you know what, I'm going to do this, what's the best way?
Right, Neil. We are looking for volunteers who can do whatever they want to do, because the main thing is, with fundraising, we do have a tremendous amount of fun.
Right.
We really do. Putting on our events, we learn all sorts of things that we can do that we never knew we could do.
I can imagine. Yes.
Which is lovely. It's great fun. So it doesn't matter whether you're old, young, tall, short. boys, girls have to be with parents. But we do things that, like, let's say a collection outside a supermarket, which is very interesting because that's where you get to hear people's stories. Mm. And that's quite moving. I often end up thinking, right, now I know why I continue to volunteer for this charity.
Yeah.
But then we go to the mad things like putting on a dog show.
Of course. Why would you not?
When we do fashion shows, that's great fun because there are several of us that are, shall we say, a little bit extrovert.
Right.
And are very happy to be the models for
I was going to say, you're catwalking it, are you? Oh, my goodness.
So we have great fun. But then we go to other extremes, like we have very interesting talks. As you can appreciate, Cambridge is home to an awful lot of very interesting people.
No excuse to be bored in Cambridge, is there? Let's be honest.
Absolutely none. We've got Dave Murphy coming, the CEO from the Arts Theatre, to give us a talk in April, for instance. And I'm sure he will have seen some very amusing events behind the scenes, shall we say, which is what I've said. Please, will you come and tell us some of them? You don't need to name names, but we just...
But the stories are good, yes.
Indeed. Next year, we're going to be 50 years old. That's the fundraising group in Cambridge. And we're starting our year, actually in December of this year, because on Saturday, the 5th of December, we have the great honour of having John Rutter, the composer.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is going to do Come and Sing Christmas Carols in Great St Mary's for Macmillan Cancer Support.
Wow. That's going to be a nice gig.
And that's going to be a real fanfare.
That is going to be a good gig.
Opening event.
I wonder how that managed to get arranged.
Well, he does live locally and he is an extremely kind man.
That's amazing. That's amazing. What
so
a great
that's
thing. Yeah.
Fun for anybody yes. to come to, but we should be looking for volunteers to help us hand out music and things like that on the day.
Well, there
but
you
that's
go.
All for the future. I'm just trying to give you an idea that, you know, we can cater for all sorts of people who've just got that little
basically,
bit of time.
Get in touch and you'll find a job for them.
In
is
the
that
end,
right?
Definitely.
Is that,
that's a good way of putting it.
Super. Jade, what's the best way to get in touch?
So the best way to get in touch is to email me. And my email address is, pens at the ready, jlambert@macmillan.org.uk.
That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
jlambert@macmillan.org.uk.
J, the initial.
Yeah,
not
J. Yeah.
J.
Just the letter J, Lambert.
Yeah.
If you're driving along going, cheers, Neil, I can't write that down. Well, just breathe on your windscreen. No. Don't just send me a text when you get somewhere parked up and I'll give you those details. Lovely to see Penny. Lovely to meet you. Lovely to see you again, Jade.
Lovely.
And good luck to everybody at Macmillan. And well done on everything
you do.
Thank you.
So
keep
much.
In touch. And yeah, well there we are. Let's hopefully got you some more volunteers lined up. But there
great,
we are.
Thank you.
So jlambert@macmillan.org.uk if you'd like to get involved. Jade and Penny, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. Right, time for us to head to the news. We'll do the first shared experience of the afternoon after the 2 o'clock news. I'll squeeze a couple in between now and then. Rod Stewart will take us to the news from the Sky News Centre.
Every month, we select a local charity to be our Charity of the Month. To find out more and nominate an organisation that supported you or you're involved with, check out cambridge105.co.uk.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio with the latest news next.
One in four adults in the UK don't make a will until they're over the age of 55. If you're one of them, what are you waiting for? If you want to ensure that your estate is distributed as you wish, if you've recently married or divorced, or if you've welcomed children or grandchildren to the family, it's time to stop waiting. Contact Woodfines Solicitors today on Cambridge 411 421 or visit woodfines.co.uk for more information.
It's just coming up to 2 o'clock. In the past hour, the Cambridge-based Internet Watch Foundation have removed hundreds more images and videos showing child sexual abuse from the internet. Find out more at iwf.org.uk/every5 minutes.
On your radio, on your phone, and here. Play Cambridge 105 Radio.
This is Cambridge.